I'm joined again by Peter Beaumont, who's been speaking to another eyewitness. Peter, what were they saying?
Yes, I just run into one of the paramedics who was one of the first responders on the scene, who's a man named Akiva Pollock, who arrived while the incident was still going on. And he told me he saw a man sort of sitting near the entrance of the mosque in a, you know, covered in blood. And when he took his shirt off, the man said he'd been shot, but it was quite clear he'd been, you know, his chest was covered in cuts. You know, as he went further into the synagogue, he heard sounds of shooting and saw another man apparently lying in a pool of blood. At some stage, and the description's quite confused, one of the paramedics appears to have been injured in some way. And as he was, as he was working, he saw one of the policemen, he said, shot in the head during the exchange of gunfire, and went to give him first aid and intubated him. I mean, it's very confused, but it sounds as though it was chaotic, that there were people, you know, there were paramedics and police perhaps inside the synagogue, that the injuries were some of them cutting injuries. At least one of the injured who had cut injuries also thought he'd been shot as well during the incident. I mean, it sounds, it sounds very confused and very horrific.
So the paramedics were there while the siege was on?
Apparently, this is what this paramedic, I mean, he's kind of still clearly very, very sort of, you know, shocked at what he's seen. You know, one of the reasons that his account is slightly confusing is that, you know, he's still trying to make sense of it himself. But it appears as though, as the police spokesman told us, that the police and emergency responders were here very, very quickly indeed. And it appears as though, you know, there were kind of police and it seems a paramedic, at least one, maybe two paramedics in the building during it.
And was he any clear about how the worshippers were killed?
Yes, I mean, he said that one of the people who he treated, who thought he'd been shot when he removed his shirt, it appeared to, he appeared to have like a large number of cut marks on his body. So he seems to suggest that, you know, he'd been set about with either one of the knives or an axe during the attack.
Okay, Peter. Thanks a lot.